T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
I don't know how Israeli leader Bibi Netanyahu and the people in his entourage managed to sit down with Joe Biden for hours without decking him in the face, knowing, as they must have, having read international newspapers like the UK Daily Mail, that Joe Biden funded every one of those paragliding terrorists who murdered their young, massacred their babies, raped their women, and burned children alive. I'm going to start with what broke as Joe Biden was on the plane on his way to Israel. This is becoming a trademark of the Biden administration in the way they mock people they hate. Joe Biden is literally in the plane yesterday. And no, the timing was not an accident. When the story broke that we covered briefly at the end of yesterday's podcast, this Biden administration set to allow Iran UN sanctions on ballistic missile program to expire. Huge victory for Tehran, Fox News reported. Wait. You're thinking, I can't, this can't be happening. They literally waited till Biden was in the plane on the way to Israel to announce that the Biden administration had decided to allow Iran to be able to buy the ballistic missile needed to deliver the nukes to Israel's shore to destroy them. Sanctions gone, Iran green-lighted to proceed. It was worse than if Biden just spit in Bibi Netanyahu's face and gotten it over with. Can you imagine being Bibi Netanyahu and seeing this, knowing with a straight face you have to greet this man and go through the whole charade with Joe Biden of pretending that he supports Israel instead of the fact that he is directly attempting to help Iran annihilate Israel? You're thinking, I can't possibly be understanding this correctly. Oh, you are. There were sanctions that we got at the UN that blocked Iran from buying missile delivery systems. In other words, the systems, the ballistic missiles they need to deliver a nuke to or a bomb to Israeli shores. They're sneering at Israel. They're mocking them. Why would Bibi Netanyahu then? I got so many questions on this on the show today. You know, accept Biden and hug him. Because look, Israel does what Israel has to do right now to survive. And as long as Joe Biden is babbling on about support Israel, eradicate Hamas, they've got cover to do what they've needed to do for decades, eradicate Hamas. They know Joe Biden is now the chief funder of terror, in particular, Hamas terror, Iranian terror on Earth. And they know that Joe Biden's administration was mocking them, was mocking the Israeli government by waiting till he was in the plane on the way to Israel to approve the end of these sanctions. But here's the thing, folks. Notice how interested the Biden administration suddenly is in Iran. Super interested that they would do another mocking of Iran, waiting until 9/11 to announce, hey, we're giving $6 billion to Iran. They used the hostage deal as cover to pass the money, so they didn't have to put it on pallets of cash anymore, like Barack Obama got caught doing with that $1.7 billion in unmarked bills that he sent to Iran. Why? Because they were helping him build the nukes. This is the new phase. And we didn't know why the Biden administration suddenly seemed so interested in shoving $6 billion at Iran. We didn't know on 9/11 when they announced that horrific deal that itself was a slap in the face of Israel and greenlighted all the bloodshed that was to come. Showed Iran, thumbs up, kill them all. We don't care. We back you. We didn't know on 9/11 what we know now. We didn't know why Joe Biden was suddenly so interested in pouring cash down Iran's throat. And here's what it is. Iran Watch reported on the 26th of September that Iran is just a few weeks away from having enough enriched uranium for 4 to 5 nuke bombs. Wait, what? Yes, they're on the cusp of having a detonatable nuclear device. Mike Pompeo, former head of the CIA, former Secretary of State, said the same thing this weekend on Maria Bartiromo. We're weeks away if they don't have it already. This is why Joe Biden and his destructive regime were in such a hurry to ram that $6 billion down their throats. They would need it to complete their nuclear program and buy the ballistic missiles necessary to annihilate Israel and anybody else they want. By the way, who's the only other country they promised to annihilate? Yep, you guessed it. From the floor of their parliament, Iranian MPs chant death to America. There's a reason for that. We actually know how they intend to kill us, ironically, because their plans leaked from their own military. They intend to detonate what's called an EMP over America. This is indisputable. We've seen their own plans. What is an EMP? An EMP is a blast strong and long enough to knock out our grid. If that happens, we'll likely see the meltdown of our nuclear reactors. We won't have any water, and the food delivery will stop too. Former head of the CIA, Woolsey, who's testified now 3 times before Congress, said it's his biggest fear that Iran would actually go through with the leaked plans. He estimates it'd wipe out about 90% of America in about 6 weeks. How specifically did Iran plan to do this? It sounds eerily familiar, given the news this week. They intended to detonate a nuke over America strapped to a what? Ballistic missile. Wait. The same thing that Joe Biden just green flagged them getting? Yep. While on his way to Israel. And again, it was a way to mock Israel. So what is so incredible and quite frankly, civilizationally suicidal of America. Never, folks, as you're hearing this stuff, never, ever doubt the depth of the grotesque hatred that the Democrat Party has for this country. I didn't understand it for a really long time. Why do they hate America so much? Until I got a Twitter account. A lot of trolls started showing up. Naturally, I would go back to their sites and see who they were and what they had to say. And I came to understand something about the left that's informed everything since then. So many of them were saying the same things. It's what they believe. They believe the only reason that socialism / communism has failed around the world is because America has blocked and stopped it. America has undermined it. Otherwise, it would work great. And they now see removing America and destroying it as the final and chief obstacle to their goal of a worldwide authoritarian system run by them, of course.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
So like I said, I have no idea how Bibi Netanyahu or his entourage military leaders seen pictured with Joe Biden resisted the urge to stuff their fist right up his nose, where it belongs, quite frankly. Because yes, he was mocking them by making that announcement, at least the people who run him were. Because who's going to be the first target as soon as Iran is able to strap one of those bombs on a ballistic missile? Israel, of course. It's only a matter of time. Who will die in that? Well, if we have any Marines, any of those we've called up on the ground, they'll go too. Biden doesn't seem to care about that, though. And here's the craziest part of all. I keep repeating this hourly on my radio show, hoping somebody will pick it up somewhere. Has anybody on our side noticed? Joe Biden, as of the recording of this podcast, has not asked for the return of the American hostages from Hamas. He hasn't even requested it, much less done what other normal Americans would have done by now, made threats. Hey, we're going to put the oil sanctions back on so you don't get that $80 billion a year unless you release the Americans. Nope. As of this moment, we are still the chief financial sponsor of Hamas. And Bibi Netanyahu and all those around him who greeted Biden damn well know it. How could they not? They don't need special intelligence. It's right there this week in the UK Daily Mail. Exclusive, they wrote, how U.S. taxpayer funds flow freely to Hamas and Hezbollah. Yeah, and another investigative report in the Washington Examiner. That's even more jaw-dropping. According to the UK Daily Mail and the Washington Examiner, Joe Biden has pumped more than any other president into the Palestinian Authority, between $316 and $360 million. And you know what's crazy about that? It's totally illegal for them to have gotten those funds. Why? Because something called the Taylor Force Act passed in 2018, and Trump signed it into law and specifically forbids the funding of terror organizations and specifically mentions the Palestinian Authority, to which Joe Biden's given about $360 million. What is wrong with the Palestinian Authority? Well, did you get a load of those guys with the hang gliders? Do you see those videos of them coming in to massacre those poor kids, murder those women, burn those children alive? By the way, the Israeli government actually released a picture of children. They were tied down and burnt alive. Understand this. I don't know how Bibi Netanyahu got through being in the same room as Joe Biden. I don't know. Those terrorists, you know, they get paid through something called the Martyrs Fund. And what the Martyrs Fund does is if you kill an Israeli and you die doing it, they'll pay your family for life. So, you know, your family's secure. If you get hurt killing an Israeli as a terrorist, they'll pay you for life. If you manage to kill an Israeli and you don't get hurt, they'll still pay you for life. It's called the Palestinian Authority Martyrs Fund. Yeah, know who funds that? That would be you. Yep, you're the chief donor. Literally, those terrorists on the hang gliders, the ones that got back alive, will be paid with your money for the blood they shed as a reward. Joe Biden could cut it off, but he's not. And everybody knows it. It was reported in the UK Daily Mail. Okay, here's what's incredible. After a couple of years of FOIA lawsuits, the Washington Examiner was finally able to get the State Department reports on this and document all of this. And I'll post these links in the podcast write-up today so you can read the stuff yourself. It's truly jaw-dropping. Even though it was illegal, and by the way, that was a bipartisan vote. Democrats and Republicans voted to make this illegal. Antony Blinken, our evil, diabolical Secretary of State, writes to the Treasury Department, says, you know, hey, we basically know that this violates this anti-terrorism funding act, but we think it would further our foreign policy goals. We could go ahead and resume giving money to the Palestinian Authority, despite the fact that it'll be used to pay terrorists to murder Israelis. And they just start funding it again, despite other State Department documents that say that we assess there is a high risk that Hamas could receive the money. And of course, we know they did. Again, the fact that Iran armed, trained and provided logistical support for this specific Hamas attack has been reported by the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the Wall Street Journal. So there's no doubt about it. The Biden administration continues to deny it, but everybody knows it's true. So do the Israelis, which means you, the U.S. taxpayer, I can't even get past this, folks, directly are paying right now because Joe refuses to cut the money off for the assassination of those babies, for the assassination of their parents, for those very hang glider terrorists that you saw. Even more incredible, if we actually send those Marines into the Israeli war zone, we will literally be paying, funding Hamas to target, kidnap, maybe behead, as they've done to some Israeli soldiers, our own fighters. We will literally, diabolically, documentably be paying both sides of this conflict. Now, we touched on this yesterday. Picture this, okay? So I can't imagine being a fly on the wall listening to Bibi Netanyahu find out that Joe Biden has just green-lighted the ballistic missiles for Iran and provided them with the money to pay for them. Then Bibi Netanyahu no doubt finds out as Joe is in the air flying to Israel, he is watching the Republicans in the Senate do their press conference because they've just found out they've been burned. Joe Biden lied. He said he was refreezing that $6 billion he gave to Iran. They found out, nope, he's not. So literally, again, Joe Biden's in the air as the Republicans are calling him out, demanding that he refreeze that $6 billion because it could go to Iran and the ballistic missiles or Hamas at any time. And I don't know how Bibi Netanyahu kept a straight face knowing we are the world's foremost sponsor of terror. By the way, be careful about this. A lot of us are getting fact-checked by saying that Joe Biden is funding Hamas. The liberal media is on us. Don't let them fool you. Go back in their archives. They were super excited when we resumed funding Hamas. Like this article from Bloomberg, headline, Biden plans $316 million in Palestinian aid, reviving U.S. ties. Folks, they didn't even hide it. This is illegal. What is the date on that? July 15th, 2022. He even bragged in a press release he was giving more money to them than any other president. Now the media's like, nope, that never happened. Yes, it did. It's in their own archives. What cool health side effect will you get when you try PhD weight loss at home? There's always a surprise. Mine was that I thought I had the joint pain that I thought ran in my family. But 29 pounds later, since I'm only 5'2", my joint pain's gone. I don't have to take medicine for it anymore. In fact, this weekend, 4 days of hiking with my family, I love hiking. Normally, my knees would be screaming at the end of it. I had no pain. What will PhD weight loss do for you? Melt the pounds off, yes, yes, but I bet you'll get one unexpected side effect and you'll love it. So try the at-home version. You can do it almost entirely over Zoom. There's somebody in all 50 states doing it and it works great. To find out more, go to myphdweightloss.com. That's myphdweightloss.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.